This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وسيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I was asked to speak about leadership as it relates to the youth. And I'm about to say something that I'm pretty sure is going to rub some people the wrong way. And I'm pretty sure it may sound like the opposite of what you're used to hearing when it comes to leadership and the youth. And that is this. I don't think that young people should seek to be leaders. Now, let me explain that a little bit more before someone gets upset at me. I think the problem is when our goal becomes leadership rather than striving to become the type of person that the community needs as a leader. And there is a difference between the two. Because on the first hand, we have this idea that, you know what, I need to become a leader. And whatever that means for me, whatever it will take, I got to become a leader somehow. Maybe if I just become popular enough, they'll make me a leader. Maybe if I have enough likes on my Facebook page or enough followers on YouTube, that somehow that's good enough for me to be a leader. And I know, subhanAllah, people often, when I say this, people say, how can you say that we shouldn't want to be leaders? And an ayah that is often used, and I feel like this ayah is misused, and it's thrown around to make us feel better about our personal inner, the desire of our nafs to want to be a leader, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a certain group of people, and they say, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that they say, oh Allah, make us leaders for those who have taqwa. But if you really take a look at this ayah, and you really understand what Allah is talking about here, you get the full picture. And it's important to look at this ayah in context. One of the principles of Islam is that we don't take the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala piecemeal. Like, we don't just take it out and look at it on its own and say, here's my evidence for my opinion or my stance. So let's look at the context of this ayah. Well, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about a certain group of people. Allah called them ibadur rahman. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us those characteristics of those people. The ibad al-Rahman, the servants, the slaves of the merciful. This is a group of people. This is a rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned to these people to be considered amongst the ibad al-Rahman. And they have a list of characteristics. Amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, those who walk upon earth with humility. So before we get to the point of being an imam, being a leader, we ask ourselves, are we amongst the ibad al-Rahman? Are we trying to attain those characteristics? The characteristic of having humility, humbling ourselves as we walk upon earth, as people see us interacting with others, are we truly humble people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, that if they are addressed by the ignorant, by the foolish, they reply with peace. Do we have that characteristic before we want to put ourselves in a position of leadership? How many of our quote-unquote leaders make irresponsible statements when something happens? How many of our quote-unquote leaders say things that they regret a day later, or 2 days later, or 3 days later? How many times do we see people just being reactionary, letting their emotions get the best of them? This is not the quality of a leader. This is not the quality of the Ibad al-Rahman. The quality of the Ibad al-Rahman are those who have the humility to be able to respond in a peaceful manner, to take the higher road. That when someone is insulting us, whether it be on a larger level, insulting our deen or insulting Islam, or on a personal level, that we have the humility to reply with peace. How many times do we consider ourselves to be leaders, yet our leader is our ego and not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We let our ego dictate our actions. We let our ego dictate our behavior. What type of leadership is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about these same people. الَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Those who spend their nights in sajda, in prostration, and standing in prayer. Can we say that about ourselves as leaders? That we are not just leaders, we're not just in front of people, we are actually truly spiritual people. Can we say that? That we have that spiritual connection with our Lord? Because the leaders that we look up to, the best of leaders, the prophets of Allah and the messengers of Allah, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, this describes them. They would spend their nights in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their spirituality was strong. And that's one of the main characteristics that they had that made them effective and strong leaders. Leaders who can be an example for the rest of the people. Leaders who can stand strong in the face of difficulty and trials and challenges. Look at the prophets, look at the messengers, how did they behave when they were tested and tried and challenged? The first place that they turned to was their spirituality. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know, on the eve of the battle of Badr, stood the night in prayer, begging and pleading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect his people. That is a leader, my brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about these ibad al-Rahman, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. That when they pass by ill speech, they pass by with dignity. We hold on to our dignity no matter what is happening around us. People are insulting others. They're insulting our faith. They're being rude and ill-mannered. We carry ourselves with dignity. Are we developing these characteristics before our desire to be a leader? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. They say, O Allah, grant us from amongst our spouses and our children the comfort of our eyes. That means a leader pays importance to their family. That means the family structure is important to them. That means their spouses are important to them. That means their children are important to them. And it is only when a leader is a good leader with their families that they can be a good leader outside. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find him being the best of fathers, the best of spouses, the best to his family. He said, خَيْرُكُمْ, the best of you are those who are best to their families. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي And I'm the best to my family. SubhanAllah, we have this idea that somehow we can separate the two. We can put our spirituality on hold. We can put our character on hold. We can put our families on hold. Just put everything aside because you know what? I gotta be a leader. You know what? I gotta be in front of everyone. I've gotta do this and I've gotta do that. Look at the needs of the ummah. We need leaders. Well, we don't need leaders that will not be effective. We don't need leaders that don't have a connection with their Lord. Those leaders are a dime a dozen, my brothers and sisters. But when we seek to be leaders, we seek to be these type of leaders, the Ibad al-Rahman. And after all of these characteristics, it is at the end that they make dua and they say, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا After all of that, after adopting all of those characteristics, then they say, Oh Allah, make us leaders for the muttiqoon, for those who have taqwa. And the second point here, my brothers and sisters, is that we seek leadership in taqwa first and foremost. If we are not leaders in our taqwa, then how can we be leaders for the community? How can we be leaders for the Muslim community if in our taqwa we are not leaders? And like I said, it is a big misconception that we can separate the two. To say that we can just be a leader in one aspect and that's it. Our spirituality is important. When we become leaders in our taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us proper leadership. And we find this in the way of the prophets. We find it in the way of the companions. The first Khalifa in Islam, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, he never sought out leadership. Rather, he was the type of person. He became the type of person that the community needed. And that is why the community sought him out. And that is why if you look at these characteristics that I've just mentioned, you find Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu embodied all of those characteristics. You talk about humility. We find that in the character of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You talk about a spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that in Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You talk about his connection with his family and how important he held his family to be. We find that in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placing him as a leader. And you know, a lot of times the message that we give to our young people is don't worry about anything else, just your goal is to become a leader. And I fear a generation that is going to come and all they see is leadership. And they don't see what it takes to be a leader from a spiritual standpoint, from an Islamic standpoint. What is going to raise our ummah? What is going to make a difference in our ummah if our spirituality is missing? If in the difficult times we cannot turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet Yaqub would say, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُ بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ I only complain to Allah with my grief and my sorrow. When a leader can take solace in their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is when they can be a strength for our ummah. And talking about young people, from the time of the Prophet ﷺ, every young person at the time of the Prophet ﷺ wasn't a leader. But there were those special companions who were young and had certain characteristics, and then they were made leaders because of those characteristics. I'll speak to you about one or a few. Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala an, a prime example. You know, the story of Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala an, is one of the most amazing and strange stories because of where he came from and where he ended up. Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala an, they would describe him before he accepted Islam as a young person. They would say he was one of the most charming Meccans. They would say he would walk into a room and everybody would be in awe. This is before Islam. Because of the way he was, because of the way he was dressed. And they would say, we know Mus'ab has walked into the room. We would know before he has walked into the room because we could smell his perfume. A nice smell is coming in, we would say, that's Mus'ab. He had the nicest clothes. He was very good looking. He was charming. He was liked by everyone. You know, and these are characteristics, subhanAllah, that we, like, especially young people, this is what a lot of us, we yearn for, right? We want to have nice clothes. We want to look good. We want to be liked by others, right? That's what we want. That's what we yearn for. Mus'ab ibn Umair had all of those characteristics. Yet he heard about Islam. He heard about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he heard about that, even though people were stopping him, they were telling him, don't go to meet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's going to take you away from the religion of your forefathers and the religion of your parents. But him, with everything he had, with his good looks and his money and his popularity and all that kind of stuff, there was one thing that was missing. And that was his spirituality. His spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his Lord and his Creator. And so for him, there was no stopping him. When people said to him, don't go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and don't go meet him and don't go listen to him, he didn't care. He went and he sat with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as he sat with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he immediately recognized the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it was just moments into his meeting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he accepted Islam. And you know what happened to him after that? His family turned against him. First of all, his mother turned against him. His mother went to the extent that she said that if you don't leave the religion of Muhammad, then I'm going to take away everything that I've given to you. All your money, your wealth, everything that makes you liked by people, I'm going to take that away. And she did. And not only that, she locked him up in the house for some time. And she said, I'm not going to let you go until you leave the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he stood strong. He stood firm. Because to him, that spirituality that he had found was far more important than these material things. Because now, you know what? His self-worth, his self-esteem was not in material things. It wasn't in his clothes. It wasn't in his looks. So whether he had it or he didn't have it, it didn't make a difference to him. His self-esteem was in his spirituality. His self-esteem was in his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says, "Inna akramakum 'inda Allahi atqakum." The most noble amongst you are those who have the most taqwa, the most consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most piety. And Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala, he knew that. So yes, it was difficult on him to lose those things, but it wasn't difficult enough to the point where he would leave the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his mom even guilted him to the point where one day she said to him that unless you leave the deen of Muhammad, then I will not consider you my son. I will not be your mother anymore. And this is something that he couldn't change. And he accepted that, even though he pleaded with her. He tried his best. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, subhanAllah, that one day they were sitting in a gathering and Mus'ab ibn Umair walks in and the companions saw him. This is after him accepting Islam, after going through those tests and trials with his family. The companions looked at him and they dropped their eyes. And some of them started weeping because they saw who Mus'ab ibn Umair was before, what he looked like before, and what he looked like now. And the Prophet ﷺ himself, he said, I saw Mus'ab here before. He said, there was no young person in Mecca who had been given what he had been given. But he gave it all up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hurt the companions. But this is a journey that Mus'ab went through. This is how he grew as an individual. And it is for this reason that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked Mus'ab ibn Umair to be one of the leaders in Islam. When sending people to Medina to go deliver the message of Islam, the Prophet ﷺ picked Mus'ab, even though he was 17 years old. Because the Prophet ﷺ knew what he had been through. He knew what he had sacrificed for the sake of this deen. So it wasn't about age at that point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in a position of leadership because of his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what our leadership, that is what our young leadership is supposed to look like. And you take a look at any of the companions who the Prophet ﷺ chose to be leaders, and you find this characteristic amongst all of them. Mus'ab ibn Umair, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. We find that Abdullah ibn Abbas dedicated his life to learning Islam, learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Umar has gathered the companions who had fought in the Battle of Badr, and amongst them he brings Abdullah ibn Umar. And he says to them, the companions say to him, why have you brought this child here? Why have you, they're the senior companions are sitting here, why have you brought this child here? He said, because there's not a single person here who has the knowledge that he has. We have Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala al, this young companion who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a leader in our ummah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, you want to take a look at his spirituality and his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the statements, I'll just share one statement of his. Mu'adh would say, learn whatever you want to learn, meaning from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah will never bring you benefit to what you learn unless you act upon it. Unless it's implemented into your life, until you are practicing what you preach, until you're acting upon what you're learning, what benefit are you going to get from this knowledge that you are learning? Mu'adh ibn Jabal, later on in his life, it's been narrated that he was walking once with his companions, and while walking, he stops all of a sudden, and he says, "Ajlis bina nu'minu sa'a." He says, sit, let's sit for a minute and renew our iman. As a leader, he understood the importance of his spirituality. Those are the leaders that we want, my brothers and sisters. We don't need YouTube stars and Facebook stars and all of that. And it's, by the way, it's fine to be a YouTube star. I'm not putting that down. But what I'm saying is that our leadership has to go beyond simply just popularity, beyond simply being liked by people. And when our hearts desire to be amongst the Ibad al-Rahman, when we desire to be amongst the muttaqeen, those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is Allah who will take these people and raise them up and make them our leaders. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ specifically mentioned this aspect of spirituality amongst the seven people who are given shade on the Day of Judgment, on the day where there is no shade except the shade given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the characteristics is شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, a young person who has been raised up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, we cannot separate spirituality from leadership. If we want to be effective leaders, our goal cannot be leadership. Our goal has to be, as I said in the beginning of my talk, to become those type of people, to become the person that the community needs to be leaders. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us those people. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the people that the community needs, not the people that we want to be just to be seen as leaders. Allahumma ameen. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته